Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
More severe warnings of heavy rain. There's an orange level 5 warning that remains in place for Gauteng, most parts of the northwest, and the northern and northeastern parts of the Free State. A yellow level 4 warning has also been issued for disruptive rain over the Mpumalanga Highveld, southwestern bushveld of Limpopo, and parts of the northwest and the Free State. And we can also expect morning fog patches over central Gauteng, the Mpumalanga Highveld, and the escarpment. It remains cool. Pretoria up to 20, Joburg 19, Mbombela and Polokwane 24, Emalahleni 21, and Rustenburg up to 22 degrees.
Please note there's flooding under the railway bridge in near Doornfontein. Please approach with caution. There probably will be flooding in other places as well. Do not cross a bridge that is flooded. You don't know how strong the streams are, and it could be very dangerous.
The Gauteng Department of Health says work is underway to restore water and power at two of its hospitals, Kop Hanong in Sedibeng and the West Kopis Hospital in Tshwane. At Kop Hanong Hospital, there are plumbing issues, and at the West Kopis Hospital, certain wards and units have been without electricity since the weekend and they are not connected to backup generators. And UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says he's prepared to consider sending British ground forces to Ukraine alongside other forces if there is a lasting peace agreement. He addressed yesterday's emergency meeting by European leaders held in Paris. The leaders responded to US President Donald Trump's dramatic policy shift on Ukraine and worries that Trump will freeze them out of peace talks with Moscow that could also exclude Ukraine. I'm Khada D'Souza, back with more news at 8.
There's a hospital without power?
There's a hospital without power because there was a contractor that worked. He accidentally hit a power line, power cable, didn't tell them and left.
Is someone helping them?
So they
is government
working
bringing,
on that?
Working on it? Generators, backup?
They've had to evacuate and let people out of the wards. Oh. Kop Hanong, no water.
Where is this?
Kop Hanong Hospital is in Sedibeng on the south.
And West Kopis.
And West Kopis is in Tshwane.
Sorry, they've had to let people out of West Kopis.
No, they just shifted them somewhere else because they're
Pertinent question.
Right. Okay, how am I going to do this now? All right, let's start with the rugby. The student protests linked to the housing crisis at higher learning institutions across the country have spilled onto the rugby field, with the opening Varsity Cup match between UCT and Northwest University postponed yesterday. The match was called off after students sat in the middle of the field and refused to move. The other first-round matches went ahead. Marty's opened with a 41-37 win to Shimla's. UJ lost its 13-29 to CUT, and Turks back in the top flight launched their campaign with a 35-8 bonus point win over Wits. Novak Djokovic claims the majority of tennis players believe Jannik Sinner was shown favoritism with his 3-month doping ban over 2 positive drug tests last year. His explanation that he was inadvertently contaminated by his physio was accepted, with WADA adding that the athlete bears no responsibility. Djokovic shared his views from the Qatar Open.
Majority of the players feel like there is favoritism happening. It appears that you can affect the outcome if you are a top player, if you have access to the top lawyers. And Swiatek and Sinner are innocent. Simona Halep and Tara Moore and some other players that are maybe less known that have been struggling to resolve their cases for years or have gotten the ban for years.
Yeah, I looked into it. Sinner's suspension ends on the 4th of May. Swiatek received a 1-month suspension. In contrast, Simona Halep handed a 4-year ban, later reduced to 9 months. Tara Moore from Britain suspended for 18 months before an independent tribunal determined that contaminated meat was the source of the prohibited substances in her test. I think this has still got legs. We're going to hear more from the tennis players. I'm Olan Jinga, and that's a Jack of Sport.
I'm waiting on ya, I'm waiting on ya. Come on and let me sneak you out.